Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, bonus memory number 11, 12 Memories of Christmas Time Candlelight Service.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you. Dash Fire in Epcot's 2006 Candlelight Processional.
Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us.
and gentlemen, welcome to the 2006 Candlelight Processional. Tonight's presentation is under the baton of conductor Dr. John Sinclair.
Thank you very much. Well, good evening. Welcome, everyone. What a beautiful night we have for a wonderful, wonderful story. We invite you to listen tonight, not just with your ears, but with your heart, to this greatest story ever told. And it came to pass that the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee named Nazareth. He came to a virgin named Mary, who was betrothed to Joseph of the house of David. And the angel said, "The Lord is with you, blessed are you among women." And Mary was troubled at the sight of him and by his words. And the angel said to her, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus."
Thank you.
from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be enrolled, everyone to the city of his birth. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth to Judea, and into Bethlehem, the city of David. He took Mary with him, she being at the time great with child. And while they were there, Mary brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. shepherds rose to follow the star as it shone in the east. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
Thank you.
Jesus was born in Bethlehem in the days of Herod the king, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Which they had seen in the east went before them until it came and stood over where their little child was. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with his mother Mary, and they fell down and worshipped him. And they offered their treasures and presented gifts to him, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Thank you.
And like the Magi kings and shepherds of over 2,000 years ago, we gather tonight to honor the birth of the Holy Babe. And we pause to remember his eternal promise of goodness and light. Born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in still another village where he worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. Then for 3 years, he was an itinerant preacher. He never wrote a book. He never held an office. He never had a family or owned a house. He didn't go to college. He never visited a big city. He never traveled 200 miles from the place where he was born. He did none of the things one usually associates with greatness. He had no credentials but himself. He was only 33 when the tide of public opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. He was turned over to his enemies and went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. While he was dying, his executioners gambled for his clothing, the only property he had on this earth. When he was dead, he was laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. More than 20 centuries have come and gone, and today he's considered by many to be the central figure of the human race. mankind's progress. All the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the parliaments that ever sat, all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of man on this earth as much as that one solitary life. Hundreds of years have passed, we still celebrate the birth of the baby in Bethlehem. And the joy of that first Christmas still lives in our hearts.
Thank you.
unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Say so often at the conclusion of this program, we like to say in Tennessee, if that doesn't light your fire, your wood's wet. That should definitely fire you up, get you ready for Christmas, ready for the holidays. What an amazing, amazing celebration. I'm so thankful for the folks at Walt Disney World putting this together year after year, and such an incredible thing to get to be a part of. It's such a privilege to get to stand in this spot. This is the best seat in the house, right here. I get to hear all of this, and it's an amazing thing. A lot of years of preparation. It's just fun to kind of stand and watch all the different instruments and voices and think of the years and of preparation to be able to present this in this way, and hours of preparation for this specific program and technical aspects and all that going on for something like this, to celebrate the birth of a baby. It must have been some baby, and it was and is some baby and some king. And we're grateful that you've been a part of it with us tonight. Thank you so much from all of us up here to all of you. Hope your holidays are wonderful. Merry Christmas. God bless you. Have a great evening. Thanks so much. Good night.